What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Well, I want to talk about the Red Hot Red Sox in a moment, but just a reminder that you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. You can stream the show all morning long at WEEI.com. You can listen, if you cannot listen on the radio, any of the radio stations that we have all over New England for you. You can listen to this show on the Odyssey app. And we are delighted to have you here on a Wednesday morning. Now, on to the Red Sox. Where do we book? Can we book World Series flights yet, Wiggy?
I think you can,
okay,
but
we're not sure of the destination. We don't know who we're going to get in the World Series. Are you back in? I guess you were never gone because of the bag of merch, bag of merch that was given to you.
I'm back in.
You're back in?
Yes. Brian Bayo did that for me yesterday. I understand it's the Rockies, but at the same time, just feels like, I'm going to say it, the vibes are back.
Okay. It's a vibe thing.
It's a vibe thing for me.
It's a vibe thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a vibe thing.
I just think that, you know, their bats are waking up. Their pitching has been, you know, relatively solid when we talk about Bayo and Giolito and obviously Garrett Crochet. But their bats are waking up. Trevor Story. Looks good.
Thank God we didn't follow the advice of some and kick him to the curb, DFA him or whatever the solution was.
Roman Anthony looks good. You know.
Jaron Duran.
Yep. Shime's boy, Sadon Raffaella. I mean, it's, you know, this team is, they're getting things going. And I understand it's the Rockies, but you proved that you could beat the Yankees, and you proved that you could beat Tampa.
And you know what? But I don't even want to hear people say, oh, it's only the Rockies. And I know I just did that, but there were so many times last season where they played down against bad teams. It's good that they're crushing bad teams. That's what you want to see. I mean, if you win 10-2, that is a good win regardless of the team that you're against. And for so long, the Red Sox have played up to talent and played down to talent. The fact that they are beating teams they're supposed to beat is a good thing.
This is Alan from Nashville first up this morning. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Greg. This is my mea culpa call. I called about a month ago and said that I've given up on the Red Sox and I'll never talk about them again, watch them, and I'm moving on to preseason NFL, and I'm in. I'm back in, baby. I'm a hypocrite, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah. Answer the question, Alan, answer the question of the texter on the Subaru of New England text line who says, how can you be back in when they are just beating garbage teams? So answer that question.
Well, they lose to garbage teams. They beat the best team in baseball, the Yankees, and you know, I have no idea what this team is, but I know I'm back in. I don't care. You can call me whatever you want. I don't have a Subaru text line at my house, so I can't get the messages, but I'm in. I'm in, baby.
Okay.
Bring me back in.
All right. Alan, he put him on the side of those who are back in. So thank you, Alan.
Yeah, I don't, yes. Right. Like, baseball is so much different when you go, like, the good teams, the bad teams. You know, like Colorado hasn't been, they stink. They playing awful. But last night, their starting pitcher, you know, cruises through six innings, you know, and it's a close game. And then the bleeder by Trevor Story, you know, turns it into a one-run game. So, you know, there's an opportunity that a team, even though they're not very good, could beat you just based on the performance of maybe the pitcher that night or if the bats are going. And then you open it up, obviously, in the bottom of the sixth and the bottom of the seventh. But I don't really I look at it like if you can get good outings by your pitcher and your bats hitting the baseball, you're going to have a chance to win every series that you play in, regardless of who you're playing against.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that, it don't matter who you're playing, there's a good chance you could lose.
No, and this next series, you got a pretty good test. So you have a chance sooner than later to see what this team might actually be at this point.
Well, yeah, and then you can leapfrog one of the teams that is holding a wild card spot right now in the Tampa Bay Rays and, you know, put yourself in a great position come All-Star break.
Yeah.
Because after the All-Star break, I think that you have some pretty good that you're facing the Dodgers, and I think there's another series that you have against a good team. So you got to, at the beginning, make sure you're able to do some things. So come trade deadline, like Sam Kennedy said, if this team is a team that's above 500 and is legitimately in the race, they're going to do stuff.
Okay. Well, a lot to get to on this morning's show. Shime, is it going to be another hot one? I know Curtis isn't here. Curtis is on some sort of a 7-week sabbatical or something like that in Hawaii. Struggling, obviously, to foot the bill for the vacation. But in his stead, if you could, are we getting to 90 again, or what's the situation out there?
No, today? Not quite today, okay. Greg. The high is only about 75 today, so it's going to be much cooler, cloudier, but there's also a chance of thunderstorms throughout the course of the day.
Okay, excellent. On the show this morning, Leeds in about 15 minutes or so, and I assume we will get one from Jackson in Curtis's absence. So Leeds coming up. Then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly discuss what Will Clark said about being ghosted by Rafael Devers and a giant back and forth going on currently on whether you're Team Devers or you are Team Will Clark.
I mean, Devers has turned into Bane. Like, he is the enemy.
Well, I don't know that he's the enemy, but I think it's fair.
People are jumping on. It's cool to hate
Devers.
Why wouldn't you jump on?
Because I just think it's interesting timing over and over again that there's more and more coming out about the guy. It's like, oh, one person started. Ortiz.
I saw Curtis on social media last night. All over this and about how it's a smear campaign by the Boston Red Sox. And I'm sorry.
Will Clark do stuff for the San Francisco Giants?
He's talking about how the news came from Will Fleming.
The only reason the news came from Will Fleming is because he was asked a question about it by Hart and Fitzy.
Yeah. I take Will Clark at his word. I mean, we're going to hear what he says about it. And so he's sort of... I mean, he's not fully throwing Devers under the bus, but I mean, it's clear that Devers blew him off.
Not once, not twice.
He's not throwing him under. I mean, he's throwing him under a pedicab.
Well, no, he gives him. Have you heard the
audio?
Yeah. He gives him an excuse. I mean, he helps. I think he tries to help Rafael Devers out a little bit. I don't know.
I think with Devers, it's all self-inflicted, because even with the Will Fleming stuff, he says something, and then you have Will Clark that comes out and just basically goes, okay. And then you go, oh, so what Will Fleming said was true.
Right.
You know, so I don't think that it's any smear campaign or anything like that. I just think that it's all self-inflicted, especially based on what Devers said when he got to San Francisco, how he'd be willing to do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it seems like just maybe that might not necessarily be the case.
Does he sound like the kind of guy you, Jermaine Wiggins, would want to have as a teammate?
I mean, he doesn't sound like that type of guy, but his production isn't at the level where you could go, all right, we can live with this attitude. Like, if you're out there and you're tearing the cover off the ball, or you're like an elite performer, yeah, like, whatever, that's who he is. He's a DB, he's a douche, but he's talented.
Sean kind of alluded to it yesterday, or maybe even said it yesterday. Sadan Rafaela is outperforming Rafael Devers since his departure here.
Yeah, by a landslide.
By a margin, by a large margin. So, I don't know. I just think that people reveal themselves to be what they are, and that in the long run, as I said at the time, I think he's the kind of guy that you did not want to build your entire franchise around for the next 8 to 10 years.
Well, they just look like a different team. Like, even in the dugout after somebody gets a hit, there's just this, like, I don't know, they just look like they got the guy out that maybe, not that they don't like him, but maybe was just...
There was a weird period after he left, though, that they were not like that.
It wasn't long, though.
No, but I don't want there to be recency bias where we're saying, you know, Devers hit the road and all of a sudden everybody was kumbaya. That wasn't the case.
Right, but they weren't, like, walking around.
Sucked.
But they sucked when he was here.
They were actually performing pretty well
They had one stretch where they performed well.
That was right before he left.
Yeah.
Right, but they... prior to that stretch, they sucked.
Okay, so they had figured it out with him?
No.
So that's why it's confusing to me, because you can't say right now, oh, it's like the vibes are different. No. They are different, but there was a period after he left where the vibes were still bad. So no. I don't think you should put it on Devers that he was the vibe killer.
But after he left, they won a series against, I believe it was Seattle, in Seattle. Right, and then they lost to
the
Giants, and they hit a little bit of that like 5 or 6 game losing streak. My point is that they just their energy and their facial expressions, their body language, and the way it just looks different.
I agree. I just don't think it's Devers.
Meaning they look like they've been freed from whatever was bothering them when he was around.
Right. More we like that guy. He was a great player for our team, but there was just all this, there was this black cloud over him. And now that he's gone, it's no longer there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will have the opportunity to get into the Will Clark, Rafael Devers stuff during They Said It. We are going to hear from Brad Stevens, who spoke yesterday during They Said It, and more coming up at 7:20 on this morning's show. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and that includes Florida, not like the rest of us. And, of course, a celebration of a 57th birthday in the Anything Goes state is not complete without meth and the theft of a public transportation vehicle, I would guess. Mm-hmm. So that is all coming up. And Hill Notes, as always, at 9:20 on this morning's show. This is Mark from Florida. Hey, Mark.
Morning, Greg. Morning, folks.
What's up?
You know, it's so ironic that the 3 all-star selections were all off-season acquisitions. Mm. Where would the Sox be without them? And if this isn't a sign to Sam Kennedy and company that you have to go out and make these kinds of additions, I hope they continue to do it, because look at the results.
Yeah. Well, and don't you have to give some credit to Craig Breslow on that?
Yeah, you got to give him credit.
Yes.
You know, the jury can still be out on what the overall effect of the Devers trade is going to be, but when it comes to off-season additions,
right,
you got to give our guy Brez,
right,
a little bit of credit for that.
And if they make the postseason, isn't the jury basically the subtraction of Devers was what was best for the team? Even though he makes you a better team, his bat, but it seems like it's the whole addition by subtraction when it comes to culture and what they want in that clubhouse.
Here's a text that says, when Curtis gets back, it will be time for him to admit that the Red Sox are better without Rafael Devers. I don't know that Curtis will ever admit that, but we will find out in a week and a half, I guess. Yeah. All right. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on that same number. And that is the Subaru of New England text line. And here this morning to tell us what is trending is Courtney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. I was hoping we were going to hear from David because he wants to defend me. And I'm sure it's about our show open because I was done dirty. Thomas Anderson and YouTube said Shime did Coco dirty.
What happened?
Oh, he just embarrassed me over and over again.
I think he takes pleasure in that.
Yes.
Which and it's weird to me because at times you two have been besties.
I don't understand how I did you dirty.
Yeah. Oh, you mean all the poop talk?
I mean, that's
sad. I mean, you were very choosing specific cuts to do me dirty on a day that I gave you quite a few Pokemon cards, if I believe.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, I mean, to be fair, I'm purchasing them from your husband, so you didn't just give them to me.
Well, you said it's very hard to find cards these days,
It's true, it is.
Hold on. So, this came up yesterday. Santo had some Pokemon cards that he has had since he was a child.
Yes.
Because he at one point was a collector like Shire.
Correct.
And also, was he a virgin when you two met?
To my knowledge. Okay. I was as well.
Okay. But he is selling those
Oh, yeah.
To your good friend, Shine?
The
two of you are selling them to him?
I mean, I might be taking them back before he even gets to open.
I feel like that should be something maybe that you give to a coworker.
Greg, there's some money to be had here. I would never want to just take it.
I guess it depends on
the
price. Yeah.
You stand on business.
Yes.
I guess it depends on the price that they're selling them for.
What did you pay? I see you showing them on YouTube and Twitch. What did you pay for those?
I haven't paid yet. I have to go through and check each one and see what the value is on each card and then send Santo an offer.
Yeah. Are you going to watch while he's going through them?
Santo went through them yesterday. He knows his inventory.
Oh, he knows. Yeah.
Does he know his value, though, Santo?
Well, I mean, that's the hope is that Chime.
So you're going to let the person buying,
I guess,
give the valued valuation on it. Doesn't seem like that's very smart from you as a seller.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to sell them, but you give me the valuation. Yeah. It's going to come back like, $2.
I'm assuming that you have watched a lot of pawn wars. Or
Shark Tank?
Storage. Well, yeah, Shark Tank or storage. Storage wars.
Antique roadshow.
Yeah. So you probably know.
Well, yeah.
You're a reality TV guy.
Yeah, you never let the buyer set the valuation of it because he can come back with a low ball offer knowing that it's really good.
That's the beauty of haggling is I'm going to shoot Santo an offer, and then he can either be like, nah, I'm looking for more like this, and then you come to an agreement. It's called haggling.
Anyway, the Red Sox take another against the Rockies. 10-2 was your final at Fenway last night. Trevor Story had a 3-run homer to help in the win, while Jarren Duran had the longest homer at Fenway Park so far this season, a 456-footer. Anti-jinx from Wiggs yesterday. Brian Baio pitched a complete game, giving up only 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 10. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Sox will try to sweep the Rockies tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Celtics, it seems we will be saying goodbye to Al Horford. Brad Stevens gave the fans an update on Al yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know what I can say about this or not say about it. I mean, we made offers to both Luke and Al. We would love to have had both of them back. I'd say that's unlikely. And, you know, the only reason I haven't talked about Al is because that's not final. I could probably talk about Al my whole press conference and not say enough. But, you know, I don't want to speak in absolute terms until an ultimate decision is made.
So it's between retirement and the Golden State Warriors for Al, it seems.
Huh. Okay.
And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tom Karen and Tommy Curran. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.